Hello and welcome to World Radio, a production of HCJB World Radio, Melbourne, Australia. Now here's your host, Eric Scatterbo.
Thank you, Derek, and welcome to a special musical edition of World Radio. We start off with this question. What do the following three songs have in common? Song number one. It was part of a best-selling soundtrack album for a popular TV miniseries in Taiwan.
I just want to breathe again, learn to face the joy and pain, discover how to laugh a little, cry a little, live a little more.
Song number two. It was the theme song for a talent show on Malaysian TV. And song number three. It was a hit song in Malaysia performed by the vocal coach for the Malaysian Idol TV program.
You can run, you can hide, make believe that everything's okay. Or you can make a change. It could be leading change.
Well, what do all of these songs have in common? If you said that they were all performed by singer Juita Suito, you would be absolutely correct. And Juita joins us today on World Radio to tell us about her musical career, her musical family, and her faith in Jesus Christ. That's Malaysian singer Juita Suito, our guest today on World Radio.
You can worry, you can cry, saying everything's going your way. But you can make a change. You can believe it.
Joining me on the telephone from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia is singer Juita Suito. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you doing, Eric?
Doing very well, although battling a little bit of a cold today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks.
Great. Okay. Now, you are a popular singer in Malaysia. How would most people in Malaysia know you?
Okay. I was the vocal coach for Malaysian Idol for the first two seasons. And I also did the theme song for another reality show called Academy Fantasia. And last year I released an album called Brand New World. So among the three of those things, people know me, yeah, from there.
Okay, so the vocal coach for Malaysian Idol?
Yeah.
Isn't it something how these idol contests, I mean, here in Australia, we have Australian Idol, and American
yeah.
Idol and Indonesian Idol. They're really taking off, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. It was really a hit, especially the first year. We're taking a break this year,
mm-hmm.
which would have been the third, but they're taking a break because I think reality shows are getting quite hot here, so they're trying something new this year. So we'll see if it comes back next year.
Okay, and how did you get to be the vocal coach for that?
I
was curious to know, why weren't you a contestant?
Oh, okay. I might have been overaged, I'm not sure. But yeah, the CEO of the TV station who was in charge of that asked if I would be interested to do it. I think they were looking for somebody who could relate to people of that age and kind of versatile as well. So they asked me and I said, yeah, okay, let me try, see how it goes.
So you're 29 years old and you were considered too old?
Yeah, I wasn't 29 then, I was 27. And I think the age limit was 26.
Oh, okay. So they actually have an age limit on these things.
Yes, they do.
Okay, so as you mentioned, that was one of the things that you were known for. Were you actually on TV every week?
Not every week, but off and on. It's the same thing that you see in Australia. Sometimes you see the coach, sometimes you don't.
So behind the scenes there, so a lot of people got to see your face there. And then also, as you mentioned, you were involved with another kind of a talent show, Academia Fantasia.
That's right.
And your song was the theme song for that program?
Yeah, I actually sang the demo. They were supposed to get the contestants to sing it, but I think in the end they decided to just go with my version.
Nice.
Yeah, and it got to, I mean, a lot of people got to liking it, and so a lot of people know me from that as well.
And what is the name of that song?
It's called Menuju Puncak, which means getting to the peak, approaching the peak, something like that.
And that was the whole premise of that program, reaching the peak of stardom. Was that kind of the idea?
Yeah, it was a music drama, an arts academy kind of thing, where people get thrown into the system and they're not allowed to see their relatives or friends or receive phone calls for a good number of weeks. Yeah, it was really hot here. I think it started in Mexico, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, also you told me before we started this interview that you're known outside of Malaysia as well, at least your voice.
Yeah, that's quite interesting because I did a song on a soundtrack of this TV mini drama series called The Outsiders. I know that soundtrack went to number one on the Taiwan charts, and a lot of people, because I get emails to say that, hey, I heard this song, mm-hmm. and is this the same Jurita Suito who sang it? The series never ever reached Malaysia, so I have no idea what it's about. I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah. But I think Indonesia, Taiwan, Thailand, perhaps, have seen it and they like it. So I've got people, you know, posting lyrics on their blogs of that particular song. It's called Breathe Again.
Okay. Yeah. So perhaps somebody listening today, somebody who saw that miniseries, could email you and tell you what it was about.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Don't wanna live a life replay. I just wanna breathe again. Learn to face the joy and pain. Discover how to laugh a little, cry a little, live a little more. I just wanna face the day. Forget about the world of yesterday. Maybe if I hold try a little more, I'll breathe again.
So you're well known for several different musical things, the
different
idol type shows, and then also that program as well. But also, I have in my hand your brand new CD, or actually it's been a year or so now, Brand New World.
That's right.
So how did you come to release that CD?
Okay, I started writing songs only about 3-4 years ago. I've always wanted to write, but never got down to doing it. And as I said earlier, I record demos for publishing houses that sell songs to East Asia. And so I've been in the music scene in Malaysia for quite some time, more than 10 years, doing backing vocals and stuff like that. But never really got down to doing a solo act, per se, until we started our own record label called Oops Asia. It's a Christian record label come music ministry, and we wanted to give Asian listeners an alternative to some of the songs that you hear on radio, which could be quite negative sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to come out with music that was positive and God-inspired, because I believe that the radio has a very important role to play in shaping people's minds nowadays. So we came up with Oops Asia, and after releasing 2 albums, we decided it was time for my album to come out. So it was a lot of good timing, and I suppose God opening doors for us to do that. And I think Brand New World was received pretty well. So yeah, that's been good. It's been a good experience.
So some of the tracks on that CD were played on the secular music stations, and they sold pretty well?
Yeah. I've had, I think, 4 tracks being played on a few radio stations. We have a station that plays strictly Malaysian music, and they've been supporting us very well. And then some of the more mainstream English stations have played 1 or 2 songs as well.
Okay, and what was the biggest hit for you on that CD?
I would say Only in the Dark for the Malaysian radio station. A lot of teenagers listen to it, and Only in the Dark was something I wrote when I was going through a tough time, not knowing what my immediate future would be, because I was stuck with a contract in Taiwan, and the company closed, but I was still, before they closed, there was this, you know, waiting period, so I was waiting around for about a whole year, not knowing what to do. So I wrote this song saying, you know, it's in this time of darkness that I learned to depend on God a lot more and to hear His voice. And yeah, that song has been receiving really good response. I think perhaps the message gets through, you know, when people feel like they're going through tough times, and it's like something about hope for them.
So that's kind of interesting that this is a song about how your relationship with God gives you hope when you're in a situation where you're in the dark, as you were. But it's interesting that that song was played on secular radio stations.
Yeah, yeah. They liked it quite a bit, actually, because it was on the charts for quite a number of weeks. I don't know if it was the message or just the song or both. But, yeah, praise God.
Yes, that's wonderful. And some of the lyrics from that song are, "Only in the dark when I can't seem to see, I learn to hear your whisper that's been guiding me. Reach out for the hand that bears the light, so my step is right only in the dark."
Yeah.
So I suppose if somebody didn't know that you were talking about God, they might not understand exactly, but people in the know would understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I suppose if you didn't know, then you'd be wondering, gee, what hand is that? I could do with a hand that could help me like that.
Yes, that's a good point. And then hopefully they'd go to one of your concerts, and you're quite blatant about your faith at your concerts?
Yeah, quite.
So people know you're a Christian singer?
Yes.
The raindrops fall incessantly. Each time I think the sky's letting up, there seems to be another cloud bringing the dark coming right at me. So often I can't see the road ahead. The blinding headlights through, then go out again. And suddenly I find that I don't need to strive. And I realize I am rising and flying. And only in the dark when I can't seem to see, I learn to hear your whisper that's been guiding me. Reach out for the hand that bears the light, so my step is right only in the dark, only in the dark. Now each day the step that's lighted up, and the questions asked won't make me stop. Cause I know no matter how this is real, and I'm slowly getting to a place where it's not only in the dark when I can't seem to see. I learn to hear your whisper that's been guiding me. Reach out for the hand that bears the light, so my step is right.
Now, do you think your background with the Idol program and the other talent contest program, do you think that helped boost your airplay there in Malaysia?
Definitely, I think. Because once people get familiar with the name, and it helps that I have a name that's not very usual in Malaysia.
Tell us about your name. What is it and why is it unusual?
Okay, my name, Jubita, is more of a Malay come Indonesian name. I am obviously not Malay. So they look at my face and they go, "Juwita, is that right?" And that makes it worse that I have Suwito at the end, which is very Indonesian. It's a Javanese thing. But I'm ethnically Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that people remember.
Okay.
Which helps.
So let me see if I have this straight. One of your parents is from Singapore?
Yeah, my mom's from Singapore.
Your father from Indonesia?
My dad's from Indonesia, that's right.
Born in Malacca, Malaysia?
Yes.
Of Chinese descent?
Correct.
Quite international.
quite.
Only in the dark.
We're speaking with Juwita Suwito. She is a popular singing artist in Malaysia, and she is a Christian. We want to talk about your faith. Actually, you're more a singer who is a Christian than a Christian singer. Would that be a safe way of saying it?
Yes.
Because predominantly your songs are about life.
That's right.
And relationships, and also about your relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
So now, let's go to your background. You're born in Malacca?
I was born in Malacca. I moved to Kuala Lumpur when I was 9, I think. Then I've been in the Klang Valley ever since.
Okay, yeah. And how did you become a Christian?
Okay, I grew up in a Christian family. My dad was a Methodist minister. And one day when I was a teenager, do you know, in church sometimes when they say, if you're sure of your salvation and stuff like that. And when I was a kid, I remember standing up a few times because I wasn't sure whether, did the last one count or or not. And one day I was sitting in my room, and it was New Year's Eve, if I'm not mistaken. And I started sitting down and asking God, God, how do I know you're really real? Because I have friends who obviously, if you were brought up in a Muslim background or a Hindu background or a Buddhist background or whatever else, you know, obviously you would think that your faith was it, that's it, you know, for you, because you've never tried anything else. So I said, God, you know, I need you to tell me that this is it for me, you know, this is it, and I'm not doing this just because I don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, God, if you're real, then if this is it, show me that you're real. And that night, nothing spectacular happened. I think I fell asleep after that. And a few years down the road, I started to realize that I didn't have that kind of questions anymore. I didn't have that kind of doubt anymore. I just had this very secure thing that, you know, my life was in God's hands, and I had a relationship with Jesus, you know, and the Holy Spirit was working in my life. And then I remembered that particular night when I had said that prayer, because I was wondering, hey, you know, how come now I'm so sure when years back I had all these questions, and I realized that God had answered my prayer.
Hmm.
So I guess I would put that as the definitive, you know, of when I really, really became a Christian.
So the Lord kind of gave you the peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah, it wasn't just peace. It was also about faith, you know, Hebrews 11:1, which says faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just amazing assurance that, you know, Jesus is real, and whatever he did, it was real. It wasn't just a fiction of people's imagination. Yeah.
And so you said you're from a Christian family?
Yep.
And I understand that your brother is also in the music industry and is a Christian.
Yes.
Well, tell us about his career a little bit.
Okay, my brother is a keyboardist. He's also a leading producer. He is the music director for the top Malaysian artist right now.
So he's very successful.
Yeah, I would say that.
So in the music...
He's in the business a lot longer than I have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and I learned a lot of things from him. So, yeah.
So in the music industry in Malaysia, in the mainstream music industry, he's a well-known name.
Yes.
And you had the privilege of having him, your brother...
Yep.
Say, hey, bro, could you produce one for me?
Yep. That's how it works.
So that's pretty nice having him right in the family.
Yeah. It's also a bit more stressful because I don't like the idea of doing something just because you're my sister, so I'm going to do this for you, you know. And I know that he doesn't either. And so that's why we also waited for a very long time, because I don't think either of us felt that I was ready to release a debut album. A lot of people had asked before, you know, why didn't you come up with an album? But I guess both of us knew that we weren't ready. I mean, I wasn't ready. So it was only in 2003, yeah, when it really happened. So I wouldn't say that, you know, just because my brother was so-and-so, that, you know, I did that album. But it really helped.
Okay, so he was quite happy with the product that you turned out?
Yeah, he was very happy with it.
And I understand that your sister-in-law helped out on the album as well.
She wrote 4 songs on the album. And she was very involved in the planning of song selection, of the direction of the album. And we're very happy with it because last year the album won the Best Local English Album Award. In the Malaysian version of the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
It's called EIM, Anugerah Industry Music. So that was like a validation on our side to say, hey, here's something worth listening to.
What is your favorite song on the album?
My favorite song would probably be You and Me.
Okay, tell us about that song.
Okay, You and Me came out of... sometimes you want to prove that you are somebody in your own right, and you hear a lot of songs saying, you know, look for that voice within, look for that hero within you. And every time I listen to those kind of lyrics, I know that it isn't entirely true because you should be looking to your creator, you know, to bring out the best in you rather than trying to look for it within yourself, because if you try and do that, then you're really shortchanging yourself. And so I came up with this lyrics, you know, like, don't have to prove myself, I just have to show and tell that it's you and me. I wrote that song after having a breakfast with a good friend, and I was on the bus on the way back, and I thought, wow, that was a really nice meeting. You know, sometimes you meet with friends and you talk about things, and then you go off feeling like nothing really happened. But sometimes you chat with friends and then you realize, hey, you know, that's something worth doing, that was good time spent. And so I realized that, you know, when I spend time with God, mm-hmm. it's the same thing that happens for me, and I begin to see the world in a whole new perspective. So that's what You and Me is all about. It's also reminding me when I think that I have to be better than what I am, that, you know, hey, don't worry, it's God that makes a difference in you. It's not like I have to prove myself or anything like that. So that's why it's a special song to me.
Every time I look into your eyes, there's a pleasant surprise awaiting me and amazing me. Somehow I realize I'm so tired of lies they keep telling me, telling me I should look down inside in myself to find something greater. When I know I can look at the bright side and find the Creator, I just need to spend one moment with you. Somehow it's a brand new world I'm passing through. You lift me higher, you let me see over the walls that surrounded me. Don't need to prove myself, just need to show and tell it's you.
Through. You lift me higher, you lift
That's You and Me by Juwita Suwito from Malaysia, who is on the phone with us today from Kuala Lumpur. Thank you for being with us today.
Most welcome. My pleasure.
And we're listening to some of your music and talking about your life, kind of introducing you to listeners to this program here. And I understand that besides being a singer, if that wasn't busy enough and also helping out with Malaysian Idol, that you are the National General Secretary of the YWCA of Malaysia. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
And what do you do in that role?
Okay, my role is coordinating. We've got 9 YWCAs in Malaysia in different states.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to help coordinate the activities, applying for grants to do different projects.
And YWCA stands for?
Young Women's Christian Association.
Okay, so that keeps you plenty busy, huh?
Yeah, between the two so-called jobs, it keeps me pretty busy.
In addition to your touring?
Yes. My touring happens mostly on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Y knows what I'm doing with my ministry, with my music ministry, they allow me the flexibility to do both. I enjoy doing both because it gives me a balance of mm-hmm. not just being, you know, a musician, but having a relationship with people as well.
And helping out the community?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you for calling me.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's edition of World Radio with our special guest, Juwita Suwito from Malaysia. And if you'd like to learn more about Juwita Suwito, you can go to her music label's website. It's www.oops-asia.com. That's www.oops-asia.com. And if you'd like to download any of her music directly from the internet, you can go to the website musiccanteen.com. And you can legally download some of the songs that you heard on today's program for less than a dollar. That's www.musiccanteen.com. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's program. I hope you enjoyed it, and we invite you to join us again next time. Until then, I'm Eric Scatabo saying so long, and God bless.
You have been listening to World Radio. World Radio is produced in the Melbourne studios of HCJB Australia with program input by HCJB World Radio International offices. We're always interested in your comments and questions. Our email address is english@hcjb.org.au and our mailing address is World Radio, HCJB Australia, GPO Box 691, Melbourne, 3001, Australia. Join us next time for another edition of World Radio.